With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, I say he's my best friend, but let me tell you about the epic fail Mike Harmon has had tonight. Epic fail. Last night,
yep.
We ordered food late. So you walked across the street to
I ordered food late to
El Pollo Loco to pick up.
I literally sprinted to go pick it up because we were waiting on a phone call that was promised for about an hour and never came.
Okay, focus. It's about tonight and the epic fail tonight. Last night.
It's not an epic fail of nothing. You're asking walk.
You had an epic fail. Let me just
you got legs.
Fail. Hang on. Epic fail tonight. You ordered the food. You went and got it. And you brought home, because it closed, we have 2 cups of El Pollo Loco, because El Pollo Loco is free refills. I feel like this is suddenly where Carl Weathers in Arrested Development. I go to this Burger King because it has free refills. Now we have 2 brand new El Pollo Loco
cups.
They
are beautiful new cups.
So what you said last night, we left here last night, you put the cups down. The cups are in my hand. Put the cups down in front of me. Said, this is tomorrow night. We're going to Rob Parker it, which, okay, sorry, I got to explain to millennials. Rob Parking it means after maybe the day after or 2 days after you go have something to eat at a fast food restaurant, if you still have the cup, you just go in there and get a free refill. So you were going to go in tonight and say, well, you didn't get the drinks last night because they gave me the cups. You were going to go get it tonight. We're halfway through the show. Cups are sitting here. You could have gone to get all kinds of. They have cherry coke. I could do the half diet, half cherry coke, and it's just sitting here with no soda in it. Epic fail by you. You ordered the food. You got the cups. This is on you.
I paid for the food, ergo the cups, and my value proposition of now running to refill those is minimal. Negligible.
Jason running anywhere is...
Your phrase... Well, I'm not running. He got the food. If I got the food, I would go, but he got the food. He's got the cups here. These
are two... could do is fill it up for
these
him.
These are 2 brand spanking new cups.
You got food for free. And now you're complaining to me that you don't have a Coke in front of you.
When you promised me drinks, the next
you promised me last night.
Yeah, you said tomorrow night. You put the cup, you went like this. You went, tomorrow night we get free drinks. Okay.
That didn't say I was going to go get them.
You didn't say.
That was not implied in any way, shape, or form. No, it was
not. Of course, if it wasn't, you would have said, hey, tomorrow night we get free drinks. You're going to get them. That's what you would have said. But you said, tomorrow night you get free drinks implies I'm going to get them. I'm going to get these free drinks.
Those.
That's an epic fail.
It's a cup that you can fill with a soda if you were so inclined.
These cups
your ass is too busy fighting with Alex over which version of Everybody Wants to Rule the World you want to hear.
Listen,
and telling him to pull something out.
Like David Blatt, I make so many decisions every second like a U.S. fighter pilot does. So I took this off my plate of things I had to worry about tonight. Okay, use it. Okay. Cup was here. No drink.
Played to nothing. You all went to McDonald's, got a drink. Did you say, hey, Mike, you'd like a coffee? No, you didn't say that.
Who came in with a coffee the other night? And I said, hey, did you get one from
me? That was from 3 days ago.
This is from yesterday.
I don't believe you.
This heated up now.
I think you're lying.
It's heated up
now. You also put it in the microwave and you subject us to whatever. Because what does it say as it's spinning around, Mr. Helper?
It does say not to microwave. Would you rather me microwave stuff or would you rather the microwave smell like all kinds of whatever crazy stuff the T-shirt puts in it? No, you want me to.
Either one's going to kill me, so it doesn't matter.
How is what T-shirt's going to put in the microwave?
I'm afraid of what he's got.
He doesn't make you eat it.
No.
No.
But it,
Jason,
it goes into the
air. An hour without a Diet Coke, man?
No, come on, man. I can't do that. This is
get an IV already.
This is prime Diet Coke hours.
Stick me here.
It's the
Diet
Coke.
To understand me, you got to watch the paper with Michael Keaton.
I still don't understand you.
You got to watch the paper.
We've had a decade, and it's still not even close.
My favorite
still
scene
trying
the
to
paper.
Construct the DNA like I'm in the Jurassic Park labs.
2002, the paper, 2003. Michael Keaton is the editor of, I think, the New York Daily News, New York Post, whatever it is.
Of the paper.
And that's his job. And it's a whole, he's the editor of the paper. And he comes in the morning. Of course, people have photos to show him that are really, here's from last night's murder, from this, from that. And someone says, here, I got the pictures from that stabbing last night to show you. And they show him and he goes, what did I tell you? 3 Diet Cokes before you show me something like this, okay? Here, take it back. I'm like, yes, 3 Diet Cokes before you show me something
like that. Is
that
where you stole it from?
No, I've been drinking Diet Cokes forever, but I mean, to be immortalized on celluloid like that is pretty good.
I like that 3 you Diet said Cokes. Celluloid.
3 Diet Cokes.
How many donuts you heist from Kroger this week, Smith?
No, I don't get donuts at Kroger. Come on, man. Come on. I did have a great donut.
Sorry, Albertsons.
I did have a great.
Show up with your violin and your vest.
No, I did have a great donut today at lunch, though. My wife and I went to a French place for lunch.
Don't forget your bow tie when you're in aisle 4.
Yes. What can I do for you, sir? Oh, I had to wear bow ties in college at Wegmans. It was awful. We had to wear. I'm like, I just had a clip on that I put on the side because, like, when the manager was there, you had to wear the bow tie. Everybody hated it because that was the look. It was a white dress shirt and a bow tie.
Yeah, but classic styling.
Clip on
of a 50s.
Yeah, you can. Wear a clip
mom
on.
And pop shop, yeah.
But the minute the manager left for the night, it was like when
you started singing "School's Out for the Summer."
No, started stuffing the cantaloupe.
No.
Yeah.
When the adult store manager left for the night, like the guy that this was his job, he was
the
manager.
You had an adult store inside the supermarket.
No. The guy who
was there a curtain?
No, that's a superstore right there.
VHS store.
Stop. No, the man or woman whose job it was to be the store manager because it's what they did for a living. They went to restaurant beverage management school, they're managers, and they work 40 hours a week, they manage the whole store. But they would all work during the day. And the kids, we all came in, we all worked at night because we worked after school. So we all come in, but like the first hour and a half you would come in, the managers were still there. So if you worked like 4 to 10 or 4 to 11 until 5:30, the managers were there. And the managers all came around to check in on you before, hey, everything good? Yeah, everything's good. As soon as that manager left, boom, everybody took the bow ties, put them on the side. I just took mine off, and it was like, okay, great, because now the nighttime managers were all the people who were just like a couple of years older than you were that were just out of college, and it was they were just working, and they didn't know if they were going to be in it forever, but they didn't want to feel like they were telling you what to do. So they were the cool managers. They didn't care if we wore bow ties. So it was like, yeah, as soon as that matter, we watch Elmer walk out, Elmer or Patty or walk out in the car, gone, boom, bow ties gone. Everybody,
how old are you?
Wear bow ties too.
You had a guy you were working for named Elmer. How old are you?
He's a great manager. Elmer was great. Elmer Alton. He was great. I loved Elmer.
Where's Elmer now?
It's funny you say that. He passed away a few years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah, thanks for bringing up the guy who's dead. Thanks for doing that.
You brought up Elmer.
Thanks for doing
that. I wanted to know if Elmer was still with us hanging out.
Thanks for doing that.
And then you had to inform me of the sad passing of old Elmer there. Jerk.
That's me. You know, all right. Now I got to tell a great story that your ears are probably burning this weekend. So we were hanging out at home this weekend. Had a couple of friends. Zoe had a couple of friends over, And it's a couple of friends that Zoe just met this year that were meeting me for the first time. They ask what I do, and I say I do a show. And I say, oh, yeah, my partner's Mike Harmon. You know, we do the show. And then, you know, somebody just happened to say, I forget what movie was on. It might have been Anchorman. I think it might have been Anchorman that was on. And they said, what's your partner like? Is he like you? Does he say, what do you like you? And I said, oh, here's my partner. I said, here's a typical thing my partner would say. He said, what? I go, see this scene right here in Anchorman? And she goes, yes. See this, the Baxter, that dog right there? Yeah, Baxter. I go, he would say, hey, see the dog on TV right now? Yeah, that dog's dead. And Pam starts laughing because she goes, yeah, okay. And they go,
it's categorically untrue.
Oh my goodness. That's what he does. He goes, yeah, he loves to point out anybody who is dead. He has a thing pointing out who's dead.
That's not true.
See the dog on TV? Yeah, that dog's dead.
He's disparaging my name outside of these studios.
That dog's dead.
Truly unfair, unwarranted, and categorically false.
Okay. Alex Tyshirt, is that categorically false about Mike Harmon, or is that right on the money?
I'd say right on the money.
Yeah, it's right on the money. Sorry, buddy. That's absolutely right on the money on you.
Who knew?
See that dog? That dog's dead. You seen that?
I don't know that I've done it with the animal actors in our larger cinematic universe.
You know who also would used to do that is our friend that does weekends here, Steve Hartman. Like, well, I remember doing a show with Steve Hartman when we first started filling in, and it was when, like, Fox, this is like, I'm going back like 15 years or so, like, yeah, a little bit more, maybe about 12 years or so, when the different channels like Fox and ESPN used to show like great games, like, you know, NBA's greatest games.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they went back and they showed the Lakers. It was Fox Sports 1 here in LA was showing the Lakers after they won like in 87 when they beat the Celtics or something like that. And they showed everybody in the locker room after spraying champagne. And they were showing Dr. Jerry Buss and a bunch of other people with the trophy. And Steve Hartman goes to me, hey, you see the celebration right here? I go, yeah, you see all those people up there? I go, yeah. He goes, they're all dead. And I go, oh my God. Why do I respond to that? See all those people up there? Yeah, they're all dead.
Well, Steve's really
like,
proud.
Oh my God, Steve.
To tell you how many guys he's stepped over to continue going.
His hair hasn't moved since the 70s.
No, not at all.
Lego
not at
hair,
all.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Emmett.
Him and Steve Levy could have a hair off.
No.
And I don't know who would win.
No.
Levy
loses.
Dude, no.
Well, Levy's is at least, you know, great. So there's been some coloration.
All-Star game. NHL All-Star Game 96. This is before I'm a talent and I'm a producer. And I go to the All-Star Game in Boston, and me and Levy worked a lot together.
You
used
the
weekend.
Talent word.
And
just, I just lost all respect for it.
And we walked into the NHL. It was the NHL game, like the NFL experience for the Super Bowl. It was NHL experience for the All-Star
games,
game. Yeah. So we walk in, and there's a bunch of radio people doing a show. And it was Pharrell. When he was popular, everything Pharrell on the bench was on. This is like 96. And he's doing, and you could hear it throughout the entire area of the experience.
He's a unique voice.
We walk in, we just happen to walk in, and all of a sudden, you just hear, Steve Levy's here. When's the last time your hand moved? 1972. And everybody just starts laughing, and Levy's face gets so red because all he did was walk in. That's all he did was walk in. Hey, all right. Not like they announced him or anything. He just walked in. So, hey, so it's a
last time. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Steve Levy.
1972. I mean, a hair off with Steve Levy and Steve Hartman, man. That's like, whew. That's Iowa and South Carolina, man. That's tough. A
couple of heavyweights getting after it right there. There's no question about it.
That's irresistible force, immovable object. Are you kidding? That's a big thing. Man. Seeing all those people, they're all dead.
Well,
it's like, okay, that's great.
I really feel sad that after a decade on air together, that's the first thing you go to in terms of any remembrance of what I've brought to the table.
Are you shocked, though?
No, I'm really going to go home.
That is what you're known for, though.
It might be the end of me.
The Mets have rotted his brain.
This really might be the thing that pushes me over. I've been teetering a while.
In the end, on your tombstone, I was going to say, here lies Mike Harmon. He's dead now, just like everybody else he talked about.
Nah, there's no tombstone.
That's what it's going to say. No tombstone?
No.
You're not going to have a tombstone. Why not?
Done. I'm done. Vegas blackjack.
What are you
going to
do? You're going to get shot into space?
No. Have cremated and shaken out and Shawshank style.
Shaken out.
All my favorite places.
In prison? Because that's where the dust got chucked out in prison.
Well, no. Here, you got to be, you know, kind of sneaky about it. So, you know, ball fields and...
You can so, in Malibu?
So you have right down guaranteed rate field is where you want your...
Well, whatever it's called at that point. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. What if you say...
I mean, Ryan Field got raised, so now it's just the... You know, the next iteration.
Northwestern locker room, is that where it's going to go? Okay, all right, just making sure.
You ban coffee can, cool?
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's right. Maybe on top of a mountain, like, you know, in the Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman movie, you know?
Congrats, listener Christine J., who won the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. The winning bracket took home the ultimate college sports trip for her and a friend with a $2,000 graduate hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel bag or dollar travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. Check out the final standings at foxsportsradio.com. Congrats to Chris Plank and Aaron Torres. They won the host standings. With an asterisk, because, you know, there was a fraud perpetrated against me, which we talked about. The Bracket Challenge was presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. But coming up next, because we had to talk about that, we needed to get that out. A huge injury in the NBA. Mm-hmm. The NBA is now at a standstill until we find out what is up with this superstar. That's next right here. Jason and Mike Fox.
Make that Diet Coke to go.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work or Diet Cokes, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air, like if you put a Diet Coke in the refrigerator and Looney worked here and suddenly it was gone? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at Express Pros.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Late night NBA is now over. The Clippers, who got out to a 32-4 lead over the Suns tonight, real score. 51-14 at one point, real score. It's like halftime of the Jets game. Hold on to beat the Suns. Meanwhile, the Warriors sending a play-in preview message to the Lakers without Anthony Davis as they roll to a 132-116 victory. Draymond Green is laughing, hitting threes, and maybe AD's the MVP. AD's the MVP.
Did Darvin Ham ever take his hand out of his pockets?
I did not see that. I did not see Darvin Ham do that.
Did he ever really coach him up?
Well, he talked a lot before the game.
He did.
Yeah.
No excuses. All of the. Yeah, I saw the quotes. But yeah, there were a lot of question marks of whether LeBron was going to show up or not, too. Right. 45 minutes before the game, he hadn't even been part of warmups or anything. He finishes with 33, 7 rebounds, 11 assists on the night. But yeah, a decisive Golden State Warriors win.
And the Warriors setting an NBA record tonight. The highest single-game three-point percentage in NBA history.
That's not even a stat.
Minimum 43-point attempts in a game. The Warriors were 26 for 41.
You guys making this up.
From the three-point line tonight.
This
is on Lakers post-game coverage.
Who cares about that stat?
This is Spectrum Sportsnet. It's the best shooting night from behind the arc anybody in NBA history has had.
And Keener is pissed.
It's Chris Mullin. It's Chris Mullin on television talking about this. 26 out of 41. That was the most allowed three-pointers in Lakers franchise history.
Erroneous.
Again, maybe AD's the MVP.
Now you're coming around to my take, finally.
He didn't play tonight.
I've
Look what happened.
I've been saying that for 3 months.
Maybe AD's the MVP. Maybe.
Players off the bench for the Warriors, 7 of 13 from 3 points.
But
everybody plays, everybody wins. But, yeah, that's insane. 26 of 41. Close out, man! Close out!
let's turn it into a positive. That means Anthony Davis is the MVP. Without him tonight, with his headache and nausea, look what the Warriors did. Look what they did.
But I tell you what, folks were brutal this afternoon as that announcement came down heading towards tip-off. And again, mentioning the LeBron James, I'm sure there's a story. I'm sure there'll be some post with it. But, you know, shoot around and our guy Dan Wojcicki, LA Times, like, not there. 45 minutes before the game, not there for shoot around. So still some questions, you know, about that. Because, look, he'd been sick, so question of his availability had been out there as well. Comes up with a big stat line, but Warriors, when you're at that level of efficiency and seeing the highlights, it's just kind of like the, all right, nobody's bothering to slip back towards you, so here, we're going to dump it out. You take another one. Put up 41 three-point shots and hit to that level. I mean, even the Lakers were still at 34%.
That sounds great, except when
they shot 63.
When you're at 63, you're not going to win many games that way.
No.
You're not going to win. AD's the MVP. MVP. MVP.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, what do you got, Frostburg?
Hate to say I told you so.
AD's the how to take a really bad negative and turn it into a positive. There it is.
AD's the MVP. Oh, you stumped for your guy.
He's the MVP.
And congrats to the Clippers on making the playoffs for the first time today.
First Clippers playoff.
How about that, though? That game that suddenly became a game.
Yeah.
We almost lost. Right?
Another quarter, if the game was five quarters, maybe the Suns would have come all the way back from 32-4-1.
I was salty, though. I got to 11 points, and I'm standing up, and you're looking at me going, what are you getting excited about? I'm like, hey, can take it to double single digits right here. And then they turn it over. It's like, damn it.
But look at that. Lakers-Warriors, a clear, unique, we don't get play-in preview matchups like this just any day.
Yeah, that's right.
Lakers-Warriors, man. Look at that preview.
How
right
lucky
there.
are we that two of the giant names in the sport are still going to battle it out mano-a-mano in a play-in.
What do you think the odds are that they wind up being the two teams in the play-in? Do you think something might happen and maybe one of them vaults up a spot so they can play in the 8-9 game? What do you think?
Look at you. You're going deep into your WWE kayfabe kind of instances here.
From the bottom of the playoffs to the top, where the NBA playoffs stop right now as we wait for word as to what the severity is of the injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Tonight, look, the Bucks win a game over the Celtics. NBA record, two free throws attempted in the game. Amazing. How are you talking about NBA record there? Two free throws. That's it. Giannis leaves the game in the third quarter after a made three by Derek White. Giannis is just jogging back up the court, and he goes down in a heap. Right now, it is a calf injury, and MRI is on tap for tomorrow. Here's how it sounded on the air.
Needless to say, GA, this is of major concern here. Giannis Antetokounmpo just sits down to stop play. Now, best case scenario, let's just hope it's a cramp of the calf.
Yeah, remember when Aaron Rodgers sat down, he was going to be fine. Look what happens. Look, not to say that we know what it is, but certainly we're hoping it's a calf injury for Giannis. But you know the correlation that sometimes happens to it's a calf injury to it's an Achilles injury. Aaron Rodgers had a strained calf in practice for the Jets this summer, and then what happened after five plays with the Jets? He was done for the season with a torn Achilles. Likely an MRI tomorrow. So far what we're seeing, hopefully some doctors who have talked about it before that weigh in on injuries like this say, looks like it could be good news. The way Giannis walked off the court, it could just be a strain. But here's where the dark side is for Milwaukee, because I know everybody wants to just write them in to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's Giannis, it's Dame Lillard, and here they are. You're already looking at a best-case scenario for Giannis that he comes back for the beginning of the playoffs. Right now, you do have a little bit more time because the season ends Sunday. You have the play-in games the next few nights.
Couple of days,
you get a couple of days off. So he's got a little bit over a week to potentially get ready. But this team is incredibly vulnerable. They're in a lot of trouble. And it's not just Giannis. Like, I can see the Bucks losing in the first round easy. And Damian Lillard was brought in to be the guy to make sure the Bucks didn't lose series like this. Like, he hit big shots late. And what I've seen from him, you know, we talked about this with Rick Bucher a few days ago, that it could just be, hey, when you get old overnight. Because we're watching Damian Lillard not get his shot off at the end of games, get his shot blocked when he never has before, try to get the ball to the hoop, and maybe doesn't have that burst like he used to because players defensively are able to cover and cover more ground and send his shot back his way, or be able to alter the shot where it's not going. He just looks like a different guy. And you watch his games, he's a volume shooter now. You look at his stats, he's still scoring. Yeah, when he has 38 points, 27 shots. Oh, he's at 33 points, 25 shots. He is a volume shooter now. And when you're a volume shooter, yeah, you're still going to get your points. But it has not been smooth. The Bucks have not been good. And you would think adding Damian Lillard, a peak Damian Lillard, to this team would be everything they would need. Hey, when a game's close at the end, guess what? Now we got two guys who can take the shot. And likely it's going to be Lillard because we can't get it to Giannis because he can't get the free throw, all these different things. It was supposed to be this way, but instead it's been so mismanaged, and Doc Rivers has come in and whatever he has done for the team has not worked. He is now pushing desperation buttons by moving guys from the bench to the starting lineup, looking for some kind of spark as we get close to the playoffs. It is desperation time. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be surprised if Milwaukee loses in the first round. In fact, if Giannis's return is up in the air, I'll tell you right away, they're going out in the first round, because they're going to wind up finishing third, fourth, because right now you got a couple of teams, including the Knicks, who are right on them with three games to go, and it's a game behind. They're going to wind up playing a team that they're going to wind up dropping a fourth. They'll play Orlando. They'll play somebody who is pretty good, and look out when a 33-ish, almost 34 Damian Lillard has to carry the load, and he hasn't done it so far this year. This is danger time for the Bucks, and all of a sudden the East is way more wide open than you thought it was.
Yeah, I got two things that I'll continue on that point and expound upon it in a second. Just want to go back to this game. 104-91 is your final. There were a total of two free throws shot in this game. Two.
I said that, Grandpa.
Right?
Yeah.
12 personal fouls in a regulation NBA game.
Yeah.
Did the officials not show up? I mean, we've had that for some soccer league stuff, but it's just amazing that that would be the case. Now, as for bringing in Lillard, right? 36 minutes tonight, only 11 shot attempts. So there's the riddle me this, Doc Rivers, for one, especially with Giannis missing a bunch of time. But you knew you were going to give up some stuff defensively by bringing him in, right? So that's part of it. The extra expenditure of energy to all of that, many miles on the legs. I've been in the league over a decade at this point. The fact that Doc Rivers is 18-18 at this point off a team that was 30-13 when he was hired is a whole other problematic thing to discuss. But you gave up stuff defensively, and now you lose Giannis, who's against these younger, more athletic teams top to bottom. It's problematic. Now, Beverly gave him a jump today, inserted into the lineup, and you know, whenever he's on his game, all right, maybe he can ratchet it up, but can you bank on that? The reason he was coming off the bench, right? And you get a quick jolt, but if Giannis isn't able to give you 35 minutes a night, you don't have the depth, and Lillard played a lot in obscurity, and then we'd get the runs where people would get excited about Dame time, but he had to. It was basically a two-man operation for most of that time there, right? So, again, a lot of wear and tear on the body. And then I mentioned Doc and his 18-18. That can't be dismissed.
No.
Right? As much as we can talk about the roster construction, Dame himself, like, how? Just, we've heard all the stories about how disgruntled people are. There's our obligatory Curb Your Enthusiasm reference.
You are disgruntled.
You are disgruntled. But that everybody was salty with their roles and how he was playing. And it's borne out over 36 games. You're a middling team with Doc Rivers as your coach. Lucky you got off to a great start, you know, before you fired the guy.
They're in a lot of trouble, man. They're in time. Again, I'm not going to be surprised
teams
when they lose in the first
great,
round.
Right? No. It's the Celtics.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
The Celtics
else.
Are great at home. The Celtics are great at home, and being the number one seed, certainly that's going to be a huge advantage for them, but it's wide
but
open,
the rest
man.
Of these teams are
it's wide open.
Suspect down the line, which is why you're starting to get all hopeful and dancing around going Knicks again. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask Alex Teichert a question. For a dollar, does he get it right or does he miss it? You can take either side of this. Either side, does he get it right?
Yeah, he's going to get it.
He gets it right? All right, Alex Teichert. The Milwaukee Bucks are officially calling right now, before the MRI to Giannis, they are officially calling it for Giannis a soleus injury.
Oh, that's not bad.
S-O-L-E-U-S. Soleus injury. What is the soleus? And what is it right below in the leg? Because you're a healthy guy, so I figure maybe you would
solar
know this.
Plexus.
Solar plexus. Not in the solar.
What is it?
Dr. Alex Teichert. No. Okay, we said it was a calf strain.
Okay.
So you know calf strain. Calf is not in the solar plexus.
You're right.
Soleus injury.
So his ankle.
No. First of all, like you said, oh, it's not that bad. You made it seem like, oh, it's not that bad. It's
yeah.
Okay. The soleus is a muscle
okay.
just below the fibia and the tibia.
Okay, that's good.
So that's where it is.
As long as it's not the fibia or tibia.
It is not. It's below
we're
that.
Good.
It's
do you
below
know what
that.
It does?
We're good. The soleus muscle?
Yeah.
It is it's by itself.
It's where you keep your soul.
It's soleus muscle.
It's like I thought pocket. It was your feet.
No. Your soles. Not
sole
your
of
feet.
Your feet. Soles.
No, that's S-O-L-E.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They're different.
It's there to give your calf muscle its width.
Yes.
That's what it does.
Wow. Frostberg, no. How did you know that?
Because Harmon has really big ones.
Well, but how did... Okay, like...
It's true.
Okay.
Categorically true.
But how did you know that word, though? How did you?
Because I'm a doctor.
You're not even the healthy guy on here. Like, Tyshirt's the guy. So I didn't even know.
Doesn't mean he hasn't studied. I mean, look, he's a member of the Chargers organization. If he knows anything, he knows what injuries are because they've been stacked for years.
That's the past. We got Ben Herbert now.
Tyshirt thought the calf was in your solar plexus.
Yes.
Oof, boy, I'll tell you that.
That would hurt.
I get a fifth leg. It comes out of my stomach.
Whoa, fifth leg.
And how many muscles are in the calf, guys?
In the calf. There are a total of four.
Nope.
How do you? You don't even know. You
I know
where
this
the calf,
one, too.
How, no, you don't know this.
I know muscles, too.
No, he's you right. Just didn't know. I was right.
No, it's two.
I'm right.
No, he just said I'm right.
He said he's right.
There's four muscles.
It's two.
Two in the right leg and two in the left leg.
You're too much.
Four Woo! Muscles.
You're too much.
I'm correct.
You're too much.
Dr. Jason
Get those
Smith
fours up.
Is correct.
There's two.
Yeah, two in the right leg.
No, no, no.
And two in the left leg.
This is psychologically
How many is that?
Damaging.
Stop. That's four. That's
Jason,
four.
What's I should what's teach, one times one?
I should teach anatomy
what's
in
one times
medical
one?
School.
Oh, boy.
What's one times one?
One.
I thought that's two, isn't it? It's two things. That's one and one. How's one and one one?
And how many muscles are there? How many total muscles
two
are
one
there?
One leg.
And how many in the other one?
Well, if you're going to add two legs, and four.
Okay, so the four, there you go.
How many were in a calf, not calves.
But you have two of them.
You assumed.
You have two of them. Giannis has two of them. Four muscles.
Not for long.
I'm right. You thought it was in his stomach.
That's
you
gone.
You thought it was in his stomach. Hey, just coming up next, we got more NBA on the way. You can watch basketball for the rest of your life, however old you are, and you may never see what we saw in a game tonight. That's next right here.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
It's Fox Sports Radio from hell.
Dude, POD is not that hard.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
True.
I am ready to go full conspiracy theory on you. But not quite conspiracy theory, but more like, wow, it seems conspiracy theory, but then it's so that it really makes sense. Okay?
Okay.
Now, obviously, we spent a lot of time tonight talking about Giannis, the injury, waiting to find out what it is. Right now, it's a calf strain. Is it more serious? Doc Rivers says he's very concerned.
Sure. Who's got the most pressure on him? Let's go. No.
But part of this game tonight where the Bucks beat the Celtics, NBA record low, two free throws were attempted in this game. Two. Giannis was one out of two.
Yep.
That was it. I mean, that shatters the record for fewest free throws in a game, which previously had been 11. As Doc Rivers said after the game, Adam Silver's the happiest. Hour 57 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner. Unbelievable. He was asked for the stats. He asked for the stats after the game. He said, no, I want the whole game stats. No, this is it, because he saw no free throws. Two free throws during the game by the officiating crew. Just to let you know, we did not see Scott Foster in this.
Okay, 88 three-pointers. He was not officiating this game. Two free throws.
Now, here's where I get conspiracy theory on you. There is no way the referees and the officials did this game and said, yeah, clean game. We're just saying a clean game. Don't see it. I get that some games you get more threes now, but Giannis is one of the most top three most fouled guys in the league. So is Tatum, and so is Lillard. They're in the top seven of fouled guys in the league. And yes, Giannis played until midway through the third quarter before he got hurt. Free throw line, two free throws in this game. I'll tell you what, I would bet, and this is me getting a little conspiracy theory, but I would bet, because the NBA knows what they do when they send referees, what if tonight it was, hey, you know what, this game, lay off the whistle, let them play, and we want to see what this looks like in a game. It's a game that doesn't really matter. Yes, it's two good teams, right? But doesn't matter really in the standings, because the Bucks are second or third. You know, they still have a couple of games left. The Celtics are in first place. They're going to finish in first place very easily. But we want to see what this looks like in a game with two good teams, what it looks like in the playoffs. Because you already had Doc Rivers talking about pace of play, and the game ended in 2 hours, and what this is. And I wonder, is this the NBA saying, this is our answer to pace of play? Officials, you're going to swallow the whistles a little bit more. You're going to let them play, because it's going to speed up the game. It's going to allow us to make a more aesthetically pleasing game. Maybe there's more points, but in the end, the games aren't going to be marathons. They're not going to be problems with the game being more bloated. We're going to let them play. And to see, this is the test game and the test balloon to see if it works. And if it does, you'll see games officiated this way. Maybe not to this extent, but you'll see it officiated this way from now on, this era of the NBA under Adam Silver. Because there's no way that you saw this game tonight and there wasn't at least an opportunity for a dozen or more free throws in this game. There wasn't. This doesn't happen like this.
But that's NBA, and some will be quick to just point out, as you know, I did just anecdotally, the number of three-point attempts, right? So, all right, you're just shooting jump shots, so you're not taking the ball into the paint, because that's part of the criticism / evaluation of where the NBA is anyway, right? How many times even guys on their own broadcasts and post-game comments, it's just a three-point shooting contest anymore, blah. In my day. But to your point, Giannis, 10.8 free throws per game. Lillard, 7.1. Tatum, 6.9. All top 10 in said category. It would be curious, again, with the where you're sitting with the Bucks, with a couple of teams hot on their trail for the number two spot in seeding, that you would take that game in a nationally televised game, maybe as your litmus test, your balloon, as it were. But if Doc already has a statement ready for it, wow, cool, an hour 57. It's nice and compartmentalized. What do people always cite as one of the first reasons they love soccer? It's done in 2 hours. It's done, right? Here's halftime, 45-minute half. Yeah, you got some extra injury time and whatever, but it's a nice, basically compartmentalized piece for television, and that's where Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred have tried to do, and maybe some of the success that you've seen there from a television and attendance standpoint, maybe the NBA trying to follow suit.
I mean, just think about it for a second. There's no way there's only one play where a guy goes to the free throw line. There's no way.
Now, I can't say I got to watch it, you know, and really scrutinize it. I mean, we had four games on, and we're getting ready for the show and all, but it still leads me the incredulity is off the charts.
I mean,
for an NBA game,
you may never see this again unless this is a directive, and this is how we see games being officiated from now on. This is our way of doing it without really doing it.
If you didn't watch it, I mean, you'd say, "Wow, was it a call your own?" There's only 12 fouls.
Oh, so I thought you guys knew that you had to call your own foul.
Well, we decided to save money by eliminating referees altogether.
My bad. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. So just something to think about. That sounds conspiracy theory, but might not be. Coming up next, reaction to the college basketball story that still is resonating 24 hours later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.